truth. So we worship you, Almighty God. You are a redeemer. You redeem the one source of my strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
You are full of mercy. You are full of
grace and truth. You know that's why we worship
God,
Almighty God. Almighty
God.
I know most people say more money matters and you expected to hear something about finances immediately, but don't you know, before we can ever talk about anything here on this network, we have to learn to submit to God and allow him to be involved and be in control of what we're doing here on the Now Network. If you didn't know, you'll know right now. The Now Network represents not our will. We remove ourselves out the equations and we say, how can we help and assist the body of Christ? And that's talking about the lost and unsaved. Come on. That's saying, how can we assist the body of Christ to become one accord? It's time for us to start getting on the same level. It's time for us to start talking the same language. It's talking, oh, by the word of God, that we are to be like-minded and of one accord. I learned from that, and as we go deeper into this new season here on the network, is that everything that God has is divided equally. He is no respecter of person. He expects you to work as hard as I do and me to work hard as you do. Not harder, but as hard as you do. Now, if you know me, I work harder every day. So that means you will do the same. So we're launching a new season here of information. And you know, we perish for a lack of knowledge. And we want to be wide-scaled. To say we're not going to miss anything, because when we talk about our birthrights, confidence, courage, hope, faith, and trust in God as our source of everything, we have to know that it has to be in health, it has to be in wealth, it has to be in profession, it has to be in lifestyle, it has to be complete. So we want to fill those voids, and God has sent, oh my God, the ram in the bush. Not when you get ready to sacrifice something, but when you've already sacrificed, he will send a ram in the bush that will provide the information that we need to go to the next level. Now, I don't want anyone here to think this show is just for you. That's why we're having this Pastor E moment before we get ready to launch. And then I'll be moving out the way, because I have my own new journal for My Money Matters. I put my name in the middle. My Money Matters Now. And as we get ready to go forward, we want you to know that your money matters now will explode and teach financial principles to assist all in renewing our minds concerning our finances. Information, this is quoted, I'm quoting this from Minister Rashad. Information is the key to success, and the lack of information is the key to most failure. Go get the information you need today to succeed. It's your key. And without any further ado or any further introductions, I want to bring on the host of this dynamic broadcast, Your Money Matters Now, Minister Simi Rashad. He is the CEO and founder, vice president, managing partner with Titans Capital Partners, Titans Capital Commercial, here live on the Now Network to give his knowledge to the world. Welcome, man of God, to the Now Network and Your Money Matters Now.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you, Now.
Wait a minute. Wait. I heard somebody clapping. Hold on. I heard somebody clapping. Put your hands together for Your Money Matters Now.
Amen, amen. Delighted evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. So happy to be here. I've been waiting. I've been praying. I've been fasting. And I'm just asking God tonight to have his own way. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit intervene and intervine in this matter here, because I know I was sent, and I know if you're listening, you're hearing me right now, you were sent. So this is not by accident. This is not by coincidence. This is not by happenstance. You are on direct assignment by the Lord. And so I'm just so excited today. I want to thank you, Pastor E, for allowing me to be here and to use this platform to work on and help bless God's people in whatever way I can do it with what I know and what I have. I'm here to share and give back. I'm here to pour out my cup so my cup can be refilled. See, I can't get nothing else in my cup as long as it's filled to the top. But when I start to pour out what God has given me, what God has given me, I make room. I have now made room to receive more. And my God is able. My God is able. So tonight I'm going to start off with just some affirmations and acknowledging God, because without him, he's got to be the foundation. He's got to be the Alpha. He's got to be the Omega. So you've got to give me a minute here, Pastor. You've got to give me a minute to just acknowledge God. And so
man,
you
have to go into this business.
Amen. This is not the usual. This is not the conventional. This is not the orthodox message that you're probably used to getting and hearing about people that want to talk about money. But we can't talk about money unless we talk about God. We can't talk about money unless we understand the source, the essence, the very fiber and fabric on how it works and moves for us, because it begins in the mind. And so God said, forget the former things. That's what I want to start off with today. Just let's forget the former things. I, Samir Rashad, declare, decree, and command that this day, October 31st, 2017, your money matters. Your money matters. And we're going to speak over this. We're going to call those things that are not as though they are, and they shall be. See, I don't know where everybody's at tonight. I don't know if you're on the rich side of the mountain, you're on the down side of the mountain, or you're down in the valley, or you're down minus 10, or you're trying to come back again and again. It don't matter. You're here now. There's something you want to hear. There's something that wants to push you to that next level. There's something that God has got in store for you. I know it. I know it. I know it's very clear. For my God said, I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans. I know the plans. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. These are plans that are going to prosper you. They're going to prosper you. Yes, your money matters. The plans that he has are going to prosper you, not to harm you. Not to harm you. Plans that give you hope and a future. Plans that give you a hope and a future. See, that's why we got to forget the former things. See, God said, I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Can you not see it? If you don't see it right now, I hope and pray that the Holy Ghost shows it to you, reveals it to you, opens it up to you, peels it back, pours it in, and lets you get a big dose of this tonight. You might want to call your friends, family. You might want to make sure you save this. You don't want to miss this. See, because we're getting into that mind part for you to receive, so it can transform and move into you. See, he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So first I need you to forget the former things. Let it go. Forget about it. Don't dwell on it. If it happened 5 years ago and it didn't work out, forget about it, he said. Forget the former thing. That's what God said. I don't know who you're listening to, but God said it. If God said it, that settles it. Forget what happened 10 years ago. Forget what happened 3 years ago. Forget what happened last year. Forget what happened even yesterday. If it didn't work out, didn't go right, didn't fall off the way you wanted it to, forget the former things. He's about to do a new thing. I decree, declare, and command this day that your money matters. Plans to give you this hope and this future. The abundance is here. The riches are here, right here and right now. Increase on the Now Network is here. It's here, right here, and right now. Mega transformation, mega millions, mega opportunities are here, right now. Prosperity is here, right here in the building, right in the airways, right in the highways, the airways. They're here, right now. Abundance is here, right now, in the name of Lord Jesus. Money transformation, whoo, it's happening. It's happening. Don't worry about your eyes. See, you better be more concerned with what the Spirit is doing. Money transformation is moving in God's house right now. It's moving. And it's going to be working out for your good. You hear me? It's going to be working out for your good. See, I need to get your belief. I need to get your belief factor up. See, I need to get your belief factor up. See, right now you might be at a 2. That's why it ain't working. You might be at a 3.5 and starving. You might be at a 5 and halfway in and halfway out. You know, go, Jesus said either be hot or cold. You know, don't be lukewarm. You got to be one or the other. Some of you may be already at a 6 or 7. See, but I need to turn you up just a little bit more. I need to get your vibrational understanding and receiving tonight. I need you to receive tonight. Because once you receive, whew, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. This is going to be something that's going to help you continue to expand and see what you don't see right now. What you're missing is the pathway. You might be missing it. So I want you to know the surplus is here. The surplus is here, right now. New unexplained promotions are going to be happening right here, right now. New unexplained promotions, and that don't just mean it's your job. There's other promotions that can come to you in life. It's going to be happening right here, right now. Supernatural breakthroughs are here, right here, right now. Debt elimination is here, right now. Why? Because your money matters. Your money matters. Woo! Your money matters. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it what? More abundantly. More abundantly. More abundantly. So we want you to soak this in. We want you to tie a knot on it. We want you to put this down as your anchor. And we are speaking over your finances. We're speaking over your mind. We're speaking over your heart and your spirit so it can be transformed into you. It can be transformed so then you can let go and let God. This is how we got to begin. I just don't want to get into talking about the topic. I don't want to just get in and start giving you principles and rules and antidotes and ways to make it. No, we got to start first with your understanding and thinking about how God is playing this out, how God said, I have the plans for you. Here's a quick affirmation I want to give you, and I want you to repeat this to yourself as I say this, that my Father is rich. And I now claim my rightful inheritance to prosper now. My Father is rich. And I now claim my rightful inheritance to prosper now. So you got to think, you got an inheritance. Some of this wealth you're coming into, some of this prosperity, it's already been foretold for you. It's already been preordained for you. You got an inheritance. You ain't got to worry. The inheritance comes because of somebody's already set it aside for you. They were thinking about you before you were thinking about it yourself. And now my Father is rich. My Father loves me. My Father knows me. My Father cares about me. My Father wants me to live in abundance. My Father wants me to live in prosperity. My Father wants me to have and to be able to share and bless others with what I have. And so right here, right now, I decree and declare that I claim. You got to claim it. You got to claim it. You got to claim it. I need you to claim it tonight. You might never have claimed it before. You might think it's corny. You might think it's, something rehearsed. But no, I need you to claim. It's like going down to the place and putting in a claim when they lost your bags at the airlines. You need to put in a claim to get your bags retrieved. Well, you need to put in your claim because your money's been lost. Amen. Your money's been lost. I need you to go right now to the claim office. I need you to get up and go to the claim office. Put your hands up right now and say, Father God, I now claim. Woo!
I now claim my rightful inheritance. 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 I now claim my rightful inheritance.
It's rightful. It's rightful. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's rightful. You hear that word? It's rightful. It means it's right. It's good. It's good. It's an inheritance. Whew. Some of you have been left inheritance by parents. Some of you have left inheritance by a job. Some of you might have been left inheritance by a relative or somebody. But I'm talking about the super inheritance, the one that supersedes any earthly inheritance you could ever get. I'm talking the one that comes down from your heavenly Father. See, my Father died, and when he passed away and went into heaven, I was looking for my inheritance. I was sad to see what I got, because when I got there, all I got was a suit, two ties, and a pair of shoes. I was looking for my inheritance. I was looking for, where's the money? That's all. I mean, where's the money? Where's the part of that money I'm supposed to get? That wasn't what the inheritance was. The inheritance was the lesson. And now my God, my heavenly Father, the Father above all fathers, the Father above my dad said, I have given you, son, an inheritance to prosper now, to reflect in his glory and his gifts, the riches right here, right now. See, God wants to give you this inheritance so you can prosper now to reflect his glory, to reflect his glory, to reflect his glory and his gifts and his riches right here, right now. So I need you tonight and say, I'm going to open my mind. I'm going to open my mind. I'm going to open my spirit to receive the Holy Ghost power of guidance to riches, abundance, and blessings, to be a blessing to others, to be a blessing to myself, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Dear Lord, we are just so excited tonight. I'm just so excited. I don't know about you. I'm just so excited about what
you
God is doing.
You are not by yourself. Oh my God! I got my notebook. I got my notepad. I got my pen. I'm encouraging everybody out there. You better get a new book. Start your own financial journal tonight. This is your time to claim, to take back what has been stolen. Your rightful inheritance. This is the beginning. Oh my God! For a new something I've never even seen. That's what I love about something new, something you've never, ever been done before. I've never claimed my own rightful inheritance. I'm doing something I've never been, have never done before, and now I'm going to receive something I've never received before because I stepped into the realm of obedience.
Amen. What's your
faith? Invite somebody
to
this broadcast tonight. Do not just take this for granted. I'm about to get out the way and release the man of God, but I have to say this. This information is not for ratings. This information is for all of us to become equal, that we're all pulling the weight and we're all putting in the work and we're all seeing the rightful inheritance in our lives. Oh, my God. I'm going to preach on that. You're going to say, he got that from me. I don't care. I did. I got it from you. God bless you, man. God bless him.
God bless you. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. Forget the former things. God is fixing to do a new thing. Do you not see it? Do you not see it? Amen. Amen. And so we want to just look real quick. Three little scriptures I want to go into, and then we're going to go right into some of the meat that you came here for. You know, I'm not just going to give you the sizzle. I don't want to come here just to impress you, but to impress upon you the power, the favor. You just don't realize what your inheritance is holding for you. My God, if you could really see, if you could just really see on the other side, if you could just see beyond the wall, if you could just see beyond the issue, if you could just see beyond the mountain, if you could just see beyond the seemingly problem that you got in front of you, all the goodness, all the dross and greatness that God has for you, it's incomparable, incomparable to what God has in store for you, his child, his child. Woo! My Lord, Ephesians 1, 11 through 14, I want to talk about that inheritance again. It says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined, woo! He already thought about it, he already talked about it, he already set it up. It's already set up, folks. In whom also we have also an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own. Hey, are we not his own? Are we not his own? Are we not his own, church? I'm asking you, family. Are we not his own? Amen? And so now I'm going to move right over to Psalms 37:29. And it says, the righteous, he's talking about you. You, all the way out there in Florida, all the way out there in Detroit, Cleveland, and all the way out there in California, all the way out there in Mississippi, Tennessee, Montana, Canada, around the globe. So he said, the righteous, talking to you, shall inherit the land. Shall inherit the land. Please underline that word land. Please underline the word land. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Amen. Then we go over to Acts 20:32. And it says, and now, brethren, talking to you too, sister. Don't think he's talking to you. And now, brethren, I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, able to build you up. His word is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Whew. I give you an inheritance among all them which are scattered. Do you see where you at right now? You see the city you live in right now? You see the town you live in right now? You see the state you live in right now? He says he is able to build you up, which means we ain't where we supposed to be, which means there's a couple more steps we need to take. So don't get all high and ho on your positions on where you are in life. Don't get caught up on your title. Don't get caught up on your significance or where you think you're at in life. He said, I'm still going to build you up, which means there's still more room to grow. There's still more room to gather. There's still more room to take you to another level. And who's going to do it? The master right here. He said, I am going to build you up. Thank God it ain't going to be Rashad. Whew, thank God it ain't me, because I ain't got enough to give you. I ain't got enough. I'm telling you right now, I'm confessing to you, I don't have enough to give you, but I know a man. I know a man who, if you sit down with him, if you talk to him, if you work with him, if you listen to him, he said, I'll build you up and give you, check that word, he's going to give it to you. Don't get no strong. I will give you an inheritance among them which are scattered. And we got a lot of people scattered today. We got people scattered in families. We got people scattered among friends and associates. We got people scattered at work. We got people scattered in our cities, among our congregations, sometimes even in the church. They scattered, but God looked at you, you and you, and said, I will build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are scattered. See, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I know the plans. Just got to be patient. Got to be patient. So, brothers and sisters, this is where we're going to transition right now. This is what I really wanted to get to lead to. But we had to start there first. We had to start there first to speak over it, to acknowledge it, and to understand it and say, it's okay. It's all right. My Father laid this up for me. This ain't man-made. This is God-made. This is God-made. And it's been predestined for you. Whew. The man almighty. The Alpha, the Omega, has put it all together. And so we're going to take a journey over these next beautiful 12 months that Pastor E has been so gracious, so marvelous, and just a man of God on fire. I haven't seen a man working this hard in so many years for the love of God and his people. He ain't doing it for the fans. He's doing it for the people. And so whoever he needs to pull in to put together this whole mission, he has been grabbing from the east, he's been grabbing from the west, he's been grabbing from the north, he's been grabbing from around the country and around the world, he's been grabbing all over to bring the body of Christ together. See, we all need each other. There's different parts and roles that we are all playing, and I'm just playing my little small part. Thank God for Pastor's let me play this little small part, but these are all part of the parts of what we need in order to achieve the bigger goal, which is what? Serving God and serving his people. Amen. Amen. And so I'm just going to do my part here and fill in some of the blanks. So we're going to talk about over the next 12 months. We're not going to get into a whole lot except for putting together the foundation. Today I just want to put the framework together, if I could, so you'll know what to be expecting. You'll know what to look for. You'll know what to get ready to hang your hat on. You'll be coming to the table with the fork, the knife, the spoon, the tables are set, and you're ready to go and sit down to have a meal. Because I want to make sure when you come, you get full. I want to feed you, and I want to make sure you get fed. And so today we're just going to lay the framework, and we're going to get some feedback from you as well, because there's things that I have on my mind that the Holy Spirit has given me, but I know there's also things that you have on your mind that I may not address, I may not thought it was important, but it's important to you, because why? Your money matters. Your money, not my. I'm talking about your money. That's who I'm here to talk to, about your money. So I'm going to ask you right now, while you have out your pen and paper, I'm going to repeat it again as we go further along in our program, that I want you to take down an email address for me, and that way I want you to email me what matters to you about your money that you want to know. I want to make sure that I don't miss anything. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to make sure I don't miss anything or miss something that may be important to you. It might seem as minor and non-relevant to somebody else, but to you, it's important. I'm either going to answer it on the air, or I'm going to answer it, you know, separately off the air, but I'll get to it one way or the other. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the first email I want you to take down is this one here, so I can identify it, qualify it, and then know which way I'm going to go with it for you. And so I want you to write down the email, IMEMPOWERER. That's I am empower. IMEMPOWERER at gmail.com. IMEMPOWERER. erer@gmail.com. That's a special set-aside email address. I don't want to get it mixed in with my Titans Capital emails. It might get lost in some of the newsletters because you're important. See, you coming from God's kingdom. You coming from God's people, and I don't want to mess you up my worldly stuff over there. I want to make sure that I capture it, acknowledge it, and get right back to you, and then I'll be able to share it among the bigger audience, or I'll be able to just share it among you and I, because it may be something so personal. You don't want me to share it, you know, even though I'm not going to use a name, but I do want to use the case study situation, because, see, your situation may help somebody with their breakthrough, amen? Your situation may help somebody with their breakthrough, amen? And so I appreciate your confidence and your boldness to be able to ask. Ask and you shall receive. There's no such thing as a silly question, amen? So that's one way. The other way is you can inbox me on Facebook, all right? And so I'm right there on Facebook, Samir Rashad or The Empower. On Facebook, you can email me there through the inbox there if that's easier for you. And, you know, leave me your question there and I'll get it. And then once again, we'll identify it and then we'll be able to walk back through it and see what's the best way to go on the solution for it. And then lastly, you can text me, T-E-X-T. You can text me. You can text me at 714-854-4326 with your question. 714-854-4326. 714-854-4326. Amen. So I just want to get that announcement out of the way, and I'll circle back and do it again probably 10 minutes before we close out here tonight and be able to share it again for those that have got here a little bit later and they're just tuning in, they're rushing in from work and trying to get the kids situated, whatever. Don't panic, don't worry, I got you covered, and we'll move forward from there. But just in terms of my lineup, praise God, due to Pastor E, I'll be here tonight. I'll be here the last Tuesday of every month. Okay, we only got two more months left in the year, but they are still good months. Amen? Amen. Try missing one of them, okay? So you want to be here, praise the Lord. We want to be here for those last 2 months. It'll be November 28th and December 26th. Amen? And so we'll have some very timely messages in terms of where we're going and where we're heading. We're going to do a new thing. Remember I said in the beginning? That forget the former things, we're about to do a new thing. We're about to do finances and debt elimination a whole new different way. And for those of you that like it, hey, ride along, come along. And those of you that don't like it, don't work with you. And it ain't the traditional way that your banker, your financial planner, your insurance agent, God bless them, your accountant, your lawyer, whoever, God bless them all. Woo, you ain't got to ride. There's two doors on the car. You can get in and you can get out. Amen. And the door is not locked. Amen. But for those of you that come, I promise you, it's going to be a ride of a lifetime, a ride of eye-opening, a ride of aha, a ride of wow. It's going to be some wow moments in there. I didn't know. I didn't know I can do that. I didn't know I could be a part of that. I didn't know that that could happen for me. I didn't know I'd be owning. I didn't know I'd be doing this. I didn't know I'd be seeing this. See, there's going to be some wow moments in this. You don't want to miss this. This is not going to be the traditional, you know, here's the five things you need to do with your money. Here's the three things you need to do with your credit. No, we ain't talking about, we ain't going to talk about it like that. You ain't going to get that from me. I'm sorry. That's just not how I bring it, okay? I'm bringing it from a whole new different level that we need to go to and function on because the old way ain't working. Because if it was working, we wouldn't be here. Amen? Amen. There'd be more people at that level of success that we needed to be so they can give back more and do more for the ministry and do more for the community and do more for the state and do more for their families, but it ain't working. So why do we keep holding on to that way? Why do we keep holding on to that way of thinking? See, God said, I'm doing a new thing. When did he write that? When was that written? That was written over 2,000 years ago. But here we are in the new millennium. 17 years into the new millennium, 2017, we still using that line. Because it's relevant today. God said, I'm fixing to do a new thing. Woo! Can you not see it? So today I just want to talk about I want to talk about 10 principles. See, there's principles of money and then there's laws of money. There's principles of money and there's laws of money. And throughout this journey, over these next 12 months, you're going to learn some principles and you're going to learn some laws. Now, I would really, really implore you to get my email address and put your name in there. Because what I'm going to do, and I didn't even tell pastors, but I'm going to be sending out every week, because we're only meeting once a month, amen? That might be all you can take me is once a month, but amen, you're really going to be meeting once a month. However, I don't want your well to run dry, amen? So I need to feed you. I would like to be able to feed you if you would let me. Once a week, I'm going to send you 1 to 3 ideas. Why? Because as Pastor said, get your journal. I want you to build a notepad. I want you to build a journal. I want you to build a book of notes on finances and planning and getting ahead, becoming more astute, building your wealth intelligence. Please write it down. I want you to build your wealth intelligence. I want you to study this like you studied chemistry in school. I want you to study this like you studied mathematics in school. I want you to study this like you studied world history and English and all the other subjects they gave you that you probably didn't even use it today. I want you to study the art and science, of creating, keeping, and managing money. Creating, keeping, and managing money. Oh, my God is able. My God is able. Don't worry about what you got, what you don't got, what's coming, what ain't coming. My God is able. You still got a Jehovah Jireh on your side, don't you know? You still got a Jehovah Jireh on your side. Amen? Amen. And so we're going to be sharing some principles about money, and we're going to be sharing some laws about money, and then we're going to be sharing some kingdom laws about money. Amen. And so there are three different levels when it comes to this money that I know of, and there's the principles of money, which the world has, and then there's the laws of money, which man has, and then there's the kingdom laws of money, which God has, and that's the one that supersedes them all. I may have mentioned it last, but that's first on the list, because if you don't obey the laws of money with God, then it's true. Go back to Deuteronomy. I don't have time to go. Go back into Deuteronomy and study the story of those that did not listen to God and did right by with their money for God. There's, as he said, there's blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. And I ain't trying to put no curse in nobody's household, no kids, no family, no grandparents, whatever, whatever. But sometimes we're operating under these things and we don't even know it because we're not aware. We're just not aware. And so that's part of Pastor's mission here, is to get people in here to help open your eyes to make you aware. So if I was blind, now I can see. And for those who have ears, let them hear. Let them hear. So today I'm just going to, in the time that we have left, I just want to go over a couple of principles today on building your getting ready to build, getting ready right here, right now, not in the future. It's right here, right now. That's where God is at. The living God we serve is about right here and right now, about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. But we want to just talk about some of these basic principles in God's laws on how we govern and handle and think about money and prosperity for ourselves. And so number one that I have on my list, I don't know, it may be different from other people, the number one thing that I have on my list first and foremost, which supersedes all, is that take care of your tithes and offerings. Take care of your tithes and offerings. Take care of your tithes and offerings. Wherever you're being fed from, and with the way that we're in the world today and all the different type of cross-pollination of church services we're going to online, offline, on TV, off TV, down at the mosque, the synagogue, or the temple, or the church, or the shopping center, wherever we go, wherever we're getting it, feed, take care of your tithes and offerings at that place. Take care of it there. If somebody's feeding you online, if it's Pastor E or somebody, take care of your tithes and offerings there. If you're not, you know, someone's not going to church right now, for whatever reason, that's fine. That's on you. I'm not here to judge. But you are still being spiritually fed. You're still being spiritually led. And God is interested in your relationship with him, I believe, more above and beyond anything else. He's interested in your relationship. That's personal. That's between you and him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But all I'm saying is that in order to keep getting, in order to keep getting your blessings, in order to keep harm and sickness and your cupboards full, it says in the scriptures, to give unto God first, the first fruit of all thy getting. The first fruit. The first fruit. For some of you don't know, the first fruit is when you get paid, when you get a commission check, when you get some new money that comes in from your earnings. Take something off the top to give it to God. Take something off the top. That's a spiritual law right there. You know, some of us are going through a lot of financial burdens and back-breaking situations only because we're not giving. You know, we try to figure out all these things that are happening in the physical world. But you got to remember, folks, there are two worlds out there. There's the physical world and there's the spiritual world. Woo! We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities, wicked rulers in high places, darkness and covenant demons in the air, okay? And so these are the things that we're battling sometimes. Sometimes we're shooting ourselves in our own foot because we ain't giving. I don't care if you give to the Red Cross or give over here to the United Way. Give somewhere. Show God that you're taking a piece out of what you got and giving it away, but make sure you start with him first. Start with him first. So that's number one for me. Make sure you take care and pay your tithes and offerings somewhere. If you want to spread it out, go ahead and spread it out. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen? Amen. All right, number two, rule number two. You need to know God is your Jehovah Jireh. You need to know God is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, my provider. Don't put your trust and hope in man, he says. Put your hope and trust in me, he says. So know that God is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, your provider. Don't lean too much on them people. Don't lean too much over there. I ain't talking about me and all this. I'm just saying, be careful and keep your trust in the Lord. He is the Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. And God never runs out. Check his record. Check his record. He never runs out. He's omnipresent. He never runs out. He's eternal. He never runs out. So he's always going to have more than enough. He is the God of more than enough. Amen? He is the God of more than enough. Amen. So number three, he know the word that he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask. You shall ask what you will, and it will be given unto you. So knowing the word means I got to stay close to my word. I just can't go off of the world's information all the time. I got to stay close to the word. I got to get my daily bread in. I got to get my daily bread so I can receive what God is saying, because God is going to give you the spiritual insight. God is going to give you the information. God is going to give you the breakthrough. God's going to show you to, and then I can take in the rest of the world's information and combine the two and mix it up and make the cake at the end of the day. But you got to start there first. And he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, how do I know my words are abiding in you? Because I hear you quoting them. I hear you saying them. I hear you using them when you write. I hear you using them when you're talking to other people. I hear you using them when you're talking to your family. And I'm not saying you run around being a preacher all over town, but I'm just saying you use his words, his messages in different talks and topics that you're having with people around you from time, for, you know, hopefully on a daily basis. Hopefully on a daily basis. That's how you know that he's in you and you're in him, because you're using his words to communicate. Amen. Rule number four I have, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given unto you. Boy, God is laying out the map. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Seek ye the kingdom first and its righteousness, then all these things will be given to you. Which means what? Ain't no shortcuts, folks. I'm not here to give you no shortcuts. I'm not here to give you no quick money answer to make you a millionaire overnight. That's not, if you're looking for me to do that, you got the wrong person, pastor. I'll throw in my note at the end of the service, and we can call it a day. But that's not who I am. That's not what I'm looking to do. But I need us to seek the kingdom first and his righteousness. Then all these things, which means what? Anything we ask for shall be given unto us. Amen? Rule number five, keep this word in your mouth and meditate on it day and night. Observe to do all that is written therein, then you will make your way. You will make your way prosperous and have good success. Whoo, amen. That's one of my favorites right there, Joshua. Joshua, keep this word in your mouth. I can't be talking about all these other things. I got to keep this word right here. I got to keep this word in my mouth. Then I got to meditate on it. So I got to keep it in my mouth. Then I got to meditate it. Meditate on it day and night. I got to observe to do all things that are written there, and then I will make my way. I will make my way prosperous. Prosperous. God talking about prosperity right there. Give him a high five. He talking about prosperity. Ain't nobody going to keep you poor. He said, and then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Why? Because reading and meditating is going to give you the insight. It's going to give you the anointed word, the anointed message, the anointed revealing, the anointed revelation. That's why you got to stay close to his word and close to him. So you think it's all about just reading a couple of books that you found at the library under How to Become a Millionaire and The Millionaire Next Door and this, that, and the other. It ain't just that. No. Come back over here. God said there's nothing new underneath the sun. Start here first. Then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Do step one and two first, though. Keep this word in your mouth and meditate on it day and night. Then step three will come, and then you will make your way prosperous and have good success. Amen. Rule number six. God said to call those things that are not as though they were, and they shall be. Amen? And so as we look at our bank accounts, as we look at our financial situation, as we look at how our kids are coming up and our loved ones are moving and not moving and responding and not responding and, you know, how we see it, you know, it's like when I think about it, how I see myself is not how God sees me. That's how you need to look at them. How God sees me is not how I see myself. I may see myself on a scale of 1 to 10. I may see myself as a 5. God sees me as a 25. You need to see those people around you like that. You need to see the situation around you like that. And a bank account might be saying $4.29 right now before you get paid, but you got to start calling those things that are not as though they are. You got to start saying, God, I know in the name of Lord Jesus that my bank account is going to be full. My cup run up over. I'm going to have an abundance. I'm going to be in the land of more than enough. I'm crossing over right now to Jordan right now. I am blessed with money. I am blessed with finance. I am blessed with prosperity. You got to start talking to that thing. You got don't look at me sideways, because I see you when you're watching the Lakers play and you're talking to the game. I see you when the Rams are playing, you're talking to the TV. I see you on when the radio's playing, you're talking to the music back and forth. What is he talking about? Yeah, I mean, I watch. So why can't you talk over your finances? In the beginning was the word, amen? And so God said, call those things that are not as though they were. Now, we're getting this directly from the master. He's telling us what to do. How can we go wrong? Because we don't follow. We don't obey. But if you do, he said, call those things that are not as though they were. I see my son as a beautiful, well-educated, you know, good provider, established young man. He's a world leader. I see my daughter, regardless of how she is right now. You know, maybe she put on 22 tattoos and got her ears pierced 5, 6, 7 different places. And we're looking at the way she's dressed. But I'm not looking at her like that right now. I'm praying for her, and I'm calling her that. I'm calling her into that better place, that better space. I'm calling her into that next dimension that she's going into. I'm calling those things that are not as though they are. God, I know that my car is getting ready to be transformed. God, I feel it. I thank you in advance, Lord, for my car is getting ready to be turned over. God, you're about to bless me with new transportation. You're about to bless me with a new home, Lord. I'm thanking you in advance right now, God, for the money you're bringing into me so I can start the ministry and move further in the ministry. I thank you, God, that I'm doing these other things that you have blessed me with the ability to do so. I thank you, God, that I'm traveling first class. I thank you, God, that I'm traveling around the world sharing my story, sharing my testimony, and blessing. I thank you, God, that I'm able out here to feed people. I thank you, God, that I have an abundance in my household, abundance in my bank account, abundance in my businesses, abundance around the prosperity. So you got to start speaking that thing. Not just once. You got to speak it every day. Every day. When I look at that situation, this is what my eyes see. But I know what my spirit sees. So I know what my eyes see is the neglect, the conditions of the situation, but I'm not letting my eyes tell my mind what's really going on. I'm speaking to my spirit. I'm saying, God, I know that this thing is blessed here. I want to thank you, God, in advance. And, you know, I just go on from there. Amen. So that's number six. Call those things that are not as though they are, and they will be. Say, God, I thank you for the property I'm getting ready to own. God, I thank you for the multifamily homes I'm getting ready to own. God, I thank you for the shopping centers I'm getting ready to be over, God. God, I thank you for the land you're about to give me, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now for the office buildings you're about to give me. Lord, I thank you for the franchises that I'm about to be over and managing and running and overseeing and having cash flow coming in. Lord, I thank you for the new businesses and opportunities. Lord, I thank you for the new residual income that's coming into my life. Lord, I thank you for the new passive income. Passive income is passing through me. Lord, I thank you. Woo! You got to see it in your mind's eye. You got to believe it in your heart. Woo! You abide in me and my words abide in you. You can ask what you want and it shall be given. So that's number six. Number seven, God said that I will give you the power to get wealth in Deuteronomy. I will give you. I have given you. I have given you. It means it's already in you. I have given. He didn't say I was going to give it to you. See, that'd be different. That means it's still coming. It may not be there. It's on its way. Maybe this week, maybe next year, maybe 2 years. He said, but I have given. What does given mean? That's past tense. I'm no English major, but I know that part at least. When it got the EN on it, means it's already been done. It's done. It's done. I have given you the power to get wealth. Now, how do I exercise this power? How do I exercise this power? How do I turn this power on? How do I connect the dots? How do I drill down to pull it all together? See, that's where God said, get wisdom. And all by getting, get wisdom and understanding. And that's why we're meeting here tonight. We're gathering wisdom and understanding so we can connect the dots and our future journeys together. So don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. It's coming. It's coming. So I'm going to give you some homework assignments. I'm going to give you some things to look into because I don't want you to just take my word for it. I want it to be backed up by what's really being used out there, what's really working out there. How are these other people and cultures and businesses doing what they're doing? And it's helping them. It's elevating them. It's creating legacies for them. It's creating passive generational monies for them. And so it's not a secret, okay? So we ain't got to go buy the book, The Secret. It ain't no secret. It's an art. It's a science. It's a science. It's just knowledge. It's just knowledge. But we got to go searching. We got to go asking. We got to take the time. This is it right here. This is the time right here, right now. Pastor has put it together, and he has made a mandate on it. I mean, you know, we need to have, you know, we got church service on Sunday, praise the Lord, and then we got Bible study on Wednesday. We got choir rehearsal on Tuesdays or Thursdays maybe. But we need a minister of finance in every church. We need a minister of finance over every body of organization where the people of God are coming together. Why? It's so important. It's so important. And where we are and what we're going through right now, we need a minister of finance right here, right now, overseeing what we're doing and how we're doing to give us the game plan, to give us the blueprint to do better. Because some of the people and some of the places can't do it because they don't know. They don't know. They haven't gone out and sought a minister of finance. Amen? They haven't gone out and got, they got a treasurer. Yeah, he's the treasurer. He's the head deacon, and God bless him. Nothing wrong with that. He's the, you know, he's a chief operator. But is he the minister of finance? You need to put those two together. You need a minister, and you need a finance, right? You just can't have one. If you got a finance man, he may not be looking at it from God's vantage. He may not be looking at it from God's angle, okay? Or he may be a finance guy, but he ain't looking at it from God's standpoint. Or he may just be a minister, but he ain't looking at it from the financial standpoint. And our people need to know how to circulate that money, how to build up the body of God so we can go out and do the other missions, the other assignments that God has for us without having to go out and do potluck dinners and chicken dinners and fish fries and car washes. Come on now, forget the former things. Forget them things. You know, no shame in the game. I'm not mad at you. We got to move on to another level. The fish fry is over. The chicken dinner is over. Sell two dinners and a raffle ticket. It's over. Come on. There's other people that have figured out a way to raise three times the amount of money that a fish fry, a chicken fry, or a dance night out with the kids has ever done. Hey, man, wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know what they're doing and how they're doing that? Every time we turn around, they got something going that's even bigger and better, and we go and sometimes we're shrinking and getting smaller and smaller. And so there are systems, there are practices, there are rules, there are governances that they are using. We need a minister of finance. Oh, I need to write that down. Take that to your pastor. Take that to your deacon. Take that to them. Tell them we need to say, where is our minister of finance? Well, we need to go on Google. We need to start hiring one. We need to go find one. Amen. Okay, so it takes power to get wealth. It takes plans to get money.
No, we got one. We're going to have to find one. We have one right here. Our Minister of Finance, Simi Rashad. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Amen. So we got two more here. Let me get through this, Pastor. Thank you so much. To God be all the glory, Pastor. To God be all the glory. So it takes the power to get the wealth, and it takes a plan to get the money. But how do you come into the power? It's by recognizing what it is and then using it consistently again and again and again. How do you get stronger in the gym? You keep going and you keep lifting weight and you keep adding a little bit more to it. You keep adding a little bit more to it. And before you know it, you can bench press 125, 135, 155, 225, 285, 23. You can just keep going. You keep adding a little bit more to it. You got to do it consistently. But we need somebody like that that has that mindset, who has the love of God, who has the plans that God has given them that's going to make the people better. See, I'm not worried about, you know, if the pastor got a new car, a new home, a new suits, a new this, that. That's beautiful. He's supposed to. He's supposed to. He's the pastor. He's supposed to. Don't be mad. He's supposed to. But what about the people? What if he goes up, the people should go up. If he get a new car, they're going to, I want to see three new cars out in the parking lot from other people in the congregation as well. If he got a new house, they're going to, I want to see three or four or five other people that got a new house too. Because whatever science and system he used, they need to be using the same one. There should be two pages in the church pews where the pastor got one and they got a different one. He got plan A, they got plan B. And plan B never adds up to plan A. This should be plan A, period. One line from left to right, amen? It should go right across. It shouldn't be one line down here on the bottom, one line up here on the top. No, it should go right across because they should be teaching what they know. Or they should have those people in there that can teach what they know so they can all have the same thing and share in the pot together. Amen? Amen. So number eight, where there is no vision, Pastor already said, people perish. I need you to see the vision tonight. I need you to see that you're going to be owning property. I'm getting ahead of myself. You're going to be owning cash flowing properties. You're going to be owning shopping centers. You're going to be owning hotels. You're going to be owning self-storage. You're going to be owning apartments. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm running out of time, so I got to let it out. We are going to be moving in a different direction, coming together collectively, doing some mega things here. Ooh, that's what's going to change it. That's what's going to change it. We got to do a new thing. And so where there's no vision of people, I need you to go to bed tonight seeing yourself receiving what they call residual income. Residual, passive income, which means you put it over here, like the seed in the ground, and when you put that seed in the ground for that apple tree, you know, it came back with a harvest with about 35 apples on it. Amen? And it ain't got to be you got to come here with 10,000 and 50,000 and all of those kinds. There's going to be some little small amounts that you can work with from 500 to 2,500 to start planting your seeds, to start receiving on a monthly or quarterly basis money coming to you. That's how your wealth is going to start transforming. And the more importantly, I want you to see, I want you to touch, I want you to take a picture, I want you to have it in your book, in your home, and say, I own that hotel. See that Hampton Inn? I own that. You see that shopping center right there? I own a piece of that. You see that apartment building over there, 100 units over there? I own a piece of that. See, that psychologically, I own that. See, what can you show right now from your job and other places that you've been at, even though they put your money in the 401k plan, the IRA plan, that you say you own, and you can see it? They say it's in these funds, which is nothing wrong, God bless. I ain't talking about nobody on the phone that may be in that area. But I'm just saying, what can you see that you got a picture of it, you got a certificate of it, and you say that you're a part owner of that. See, the all these NBA owners, they own the teams. The players are playing, but they got ownership. See, they getting a bigger check. See, Jerry Jones, he getting a bigger check. See, the guy from Microsoft that owns the Clippers, he getting a check. The Buss family, they getting a bigger check. So you need to get the bigger check. If you ain't going to get it just being the player, you got to become the owner. Please write that down. I'm going to become the owner in 2017. I'm going to become the owner in 2018. And we ain't playing with no little matchstick stuff. We going for the big stuff. We going for the big stuff because together we can do it. We can do it. Number 9, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. Prosper and be in good health. And number 10, debt is slavery. The borrower is servant to the lender. The borrower is servant to the lender. And so once this yoke has been removed from your neck, as it says in the scripture, do not return to it. And we're going to share some ways about debt elimination and how to get this off your back, how to get this wolf off your back, how to get out of the debt of slavery, and how to get into good debt that's making money for you and appreciating and going up in value instead of accumulating a lot of things that are going down in value. Yeah, she paid $5,000 for that purse, but how much is she going to get for it now if she take it back a year later? They might give her $500 for it if she's lucky. Yeah, you bought the $64,000 Cadillac Escalade, you know, on January 1st, 2017. You take it back to that same dealership today, you'd be lucky if you get $35 for it. You know, it went down in value. So I want to show you, there's nothing wrong with having those great things, and I'm not putting them down. I think you should have them. God made it for you to have, and if that's what you desire to have, go get it. But we want to show you the right way to get it. We want your businesses and your enterprises and your real estate to pay for that, because that's what they're doing, that's what they're using, and that's what works here in America. That's one way. It ain't the only way, but that's one of the major ways. One of the major ways that work is real estate and business. Real estate and business. Real estate and business. Amen? All right. And so this is where we're at, folks. It's 2 minutes to close. I love you all. Let me give you the phone number again. Let me give you the inbox again, because I want to hear from you. You know, as we go through this journey over the next 12 months, what are some of the important things you want to know and learn about money, whether it's how do I handle, you know, I got a trust and, you know, I got a lot of money and I don't know what to do with it, I don't trust nobody, or I don't have enough coming in and I don't know what to do to make ends meet and save my children's college funds. But we're going to be talking about a lot of different things over the next course of 12 months about home ownership, debt, passive income, creative income, how to increase your take-home paycheck without getting a raise from your employer. How do you handle finances when you just got married and he got his bills and she got his bills? She came from a different, you know, maybe they were both divorced and now they got together again. And, you know, all the complications that sometimes come through that when people are not open about their finances and so forth. How do I work on my credit and how important is my credit from a consumer standpoint? And from a business standpoint, you know, how can I begin with, you know, little or nothing? How do I save my children's college fund? How do I start a trust or get into a family trust of some sort where my money can grow and I can make sure that my children's children are going to have something? So all these things we're going to be able to talk about and identify, but more importantly, I want to hear what's important to you. What keeps you up at night? What are you worried about? You know, sometimes people get into a fix with their car payments or the house payments and all those things, you know, and it's something that we can share online and offline and use case scenarios. But I want to be able to help you. I have some ideas and I have some things that I think will be great and phenomenal for this movement and this season and what God is asking and looking for us to do, I feel. And then there's other things that I know that's just personal between you, the Lord, and maybe me that we need to discuss offline to help you with your financial situation. And everybody's not in a bad situation, amen? There are a lot of people out there that are doing well, praise the Lord, and they still have questions. They still have concerns. And so I want to be able to address those and take care of those. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you so much, family, for allowing me to be here today from all across the country and those around the world that have tuned in tonight. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert. Thank you, mighty, powerful sister Rosalind Rashid, for allowing me to be here with you. Roslyn, to share this information. I couldn't have done it without him. We're part of the Titans Capital family as well, so I just would be remiss if I didn't mention him. So we'll be able to powwow together with Pastor E, who has some phenomenal ideas as well, and really build this kingdom where you will be the showcase. Trust us, you're going to be the showcase role model children for the others to follow. See, they're looking for the light. They're looking for the light.
Yes.
And you
yes.
are it. You are it. You are it. We taking names. We moving. We ain't waiting. Pastor, when you put me on at 7, I'm going. I'm not waiting around. I ain't playing no music.
Then let's go.
Right,
let's go.
I'm gone.
Let's go.
I'm telling you right now. So y'all better be here 5 minutes early because you're going to miss me.
Woo, Jesus.
God is on time. I'm going to be on time. Amen.
Amen.
Money can't
Amen.
Wait. Your money money. Your money
Amen.
So if I'm going to give you 59 minutes, you better get all 59 of your minutes. Get your money's worth. Get your money's worth. Amen.
Well, what we're going to do, we commit to, you said something that was pretty dynamic about an ongoing system. Yeah, believe me, you almost spoke yourself into something. I'm going to back off right now. You said once a month is not enough. I can make room, but we'll talk about that later. But what we are going to do is we're going to develop a Facebook page that is designed as it's a bounce off of this broadcast, Your Money Matters Now on Facebook. Minister Rashad will be an administrator there to take your questions and answers, put any question you have out there. We're going to get that thing out. Let's get some communication going. You may be sitting out there saying, well, I know a little something about credit. We never know too much. Come on, add into the conversation. Let's make this forum really alive to help people that won't speak out. So anything I know, any little thing I've learned about principal interest and stuff that I never knew before about a loan, how you can pay it off faster, we're going to share all those kind of things with you, but we need your input. And we also need you to share it. This is not for us to build a tabernacle of people. This is for us to build a network of help that everyone leaves here feeling that they can help somebody else because they've overcome something. Every testimony is for the reasoning and only reasoning to show someone else how to shortcut going through all the stuff you had to go through. Oh, my God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's what we're here for. We want everyone to feel free. We want everyone to feel inviting. But we need your input
Amen.
And we need your participation. But we need you to share this because there's people out there hurting right now that are in situations, even in our urban community, women that have just been taught by their parents that just to have kids to get on the county. The county is cutting out. And if our government keeps going the way it's going, there ain't going to be nothing out there free. No food stamps,
Amen.
no housing, no Section 8, no disability, no SSI, no retirement. Y'all better read this stuff deeply about our finances if our government keeps going the way it's going. You're going to be out there on your own, alone. And if you don't start to build up now to build, I just remember something that was so prevalent back in the South. Black families raised their children to go not to on vacation, not to go on spring break, not to for Christmas. They raised their children to go to college and a black college.
Amen.
And then on top of that, to go from a college to a profession and from a profession to an obligation that their life would now prove others. We lost that a long time ago. And I like that when you said about our children's college fund. Most people sat around like, huh? My kid ain't going to college. We didn't teach them that because we didn't know how to do that. And family, we're not throwing stones and we're not saying you are wrong. We do things because we don't know how to do them right. We're saying that we should prepare our kids to do better and give them every tool they can to be the best person in this society that they can be. But it starts with me. And I tell you, it starts with you. If you don't get your credit together, if you don't get your finances together, your children will never have theirs together unless they made that 1 out of 100 that makes the NFL, that 1 out of 1,000 that makes the NBA, that 1 out of 1 million that makes the NHL, that 1 out of 2 million that makes the MLB. Mm. Yes, you may get a new house. But for those of us that are still sitting around saying we need to build a foundation, this is what this is all about. Building right now so others can reap the harvest of retirement, can reap the harvest of a legacy of not just having money in the bank. Because when you said that, man, my daddy died, I was like, where's the money? And my father was retired from the Air Force 23 years. It was only enough money to bury him, and they did that at their cemeteries and their programs and stuff like that. The money was like, where my money? There was none. So even when we thought we were planning right, the government still has ways to cut down those things. We have to be about our Father's business, and that means we have to be managers and masters of our finances. I am so blessed tonight. We want to open up the lines. We got a few minutes. If you would like to ask a question, we're going to go more in depth. I heard the commitment. We're talking 12 months, but this last 2 months is preparation time to go over to something new in season 2018. So don't think about January. Let's think about November and December. What can we do to fix what we can to finish strong? I'm asking somebody to step up to the plate. Say, what can I do? How can I take these principles? And we've already heard them on Money Minute about the no-look envelope, about taking care of you first, about saving some money to the side, about paying your bills on time. You can already be in place, but if you're not, let's finish strong in these last 3 months before December 20th. Let's dedicate to repent of the Lord for our negligence, and then finish strong to do better than we've ever done before. So when we go over, we're not taking the old. You cannot take the old to the new. Let's get rid of the old. Let's repent. Let's make some payment plans. Let's set up some issues with the creditors. Let's get some stuff taken off our credit that we've never tried before, that when we go over, we're better than we can. And I'm telling you, in 3 months, I saw God move on my behalf. I know he can do it for you and too.
Amen.
Minister Terry, welcome to Your Money Matters Now with Minister Rashad.
Good evening, family, beautiful family. I tell you, I'm just over here saying yes and amen. Glory be to God. Minister Samay Rashad, what a word. And I know, Pastor E, you have plenty of notes over there because I tell you, I thank God for that archives because I couldn't take notes fast enough. And Minister Samay Rashad, I like
that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you heard before. My pen was rolling, and every time like somebody would text me on another phone, and I'm looking trying to answer their question. Wait a minute, hold on, I got to drop my phone because I'm missing some notes.
Yes.
But the archives, they're available tonight.
Thank God. I thank God for him, too. But I like when he said at the beginning, forget the former, whatever it was at first. And, you know, Minister Rashad, being with Titans Capital Partners, the financial teaching that we're learning now, this is personal. Oh, Jesus. This is to get our personal our personal finances in order. And iTunes, you know, like you said, you gave your Gmail address. That's personal, so we can get our personal things in order. And I'm taking notes, Pastor. I'm taking so many notes because I tell you, God does want us to prosper. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be in His Word. Glory be to God. Amen. I tell you, family, I love and appreciate you two so much. So much. I can't even write and speak it as much as I do. God bless you, two mighty men of God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else, go ahead and dial 1-0. Wait a minute. We got the whole Titans team coming on board now.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, woman of God, Rosalind. How are you, sister?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. I tell you, I've been on the call since it started. I had to jump off a couple of times, Pastor E. You probably noticed that, but I said, I got to jump back on here. The devil is a liar. Okay? Mr. Rashad, Pastor E, and Sister Minister Terry, I tell you, it's a blessing whenever we can all get together and hear the mighty word spoken. I tell you, tonight was so powerful. Mr. Rashad, I hear and I talk to you a lot, and every time you put it down and you talk to us, it's just so inspirational. You know, I've been learning so much. Sis and I have been with you and with the Down Network, and we've just been so blessed.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, we're just thankful. We're just thankful, and to God be the glory. And I did hear you say that Pastor E is the hardest working person you know. I think both of you brothers are the hardest working men that I know. I know God keeps you energized, but I tell you, you men are doing some wonderful things. And my sister, she's so blessed, you know, to be a part of the network as well. We're all just blessed to have each other. And
I'm just
happy that we have this platform so that, you know, we can collaborate and do what we need to do, what God has put us all on assignment to do. And definitely we have to, you know, empower ourselves. So if we're not empowered, we can't empower our children, you know.
That's right.
So,
oh, my God.
You know, it starts
or
with
our
us.
Grandchildren.
Yeah,
because
our
some
grandchildren.
Of us,
you
know, I was sharing with a guy the other day. He's like, man, I can't get it together with my son. I just cannot make it up with my daughter. I said, but don't they have kids? Oh, they love me. I said, that's where you need to work at.
Oh,
that's where you need to work at. Put in the work there.
If you
cannot make it, don't look at it as being down. Do they still let you spend time? Yes. Then you put all the work you can in with them grandkids, helping them to study, helping them with school, helping them with clothes, helping fill the need in that area and watch God heal. Because I'm telling you, testimony, that's how He healed my children's lives, is that by being saying, okay, I can get mad too.
Mm-hmm.
But by working with the children,
and
saying, no, I'm not going to give up. I know I need to do better. And you may not be willing to forgive me today, but them children out there love me. Can I just sow into them? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Thank you. I'm going to work. Oh, my God.
That's right, Pastor E. Yeah, it's all about the children. And the children definitely are our future. So, you know, we just have to keep doing our part, and God wants us to, you know, get it together so that we can help our young people out. Okay? So I'm just blessed and thankful that I was able to get on the call, and I definitely have to get on the archive. But Mr. Rashad, you talk so, you be rolling it out so fast that, hey, you can't keep up with you when you're writing it.
I wanted to say, see, he started out with that word. He should have just went on and preached because it wasn't going to level out. The fire had lit. So I said, wait a minute. Whoa. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He preaching this thing in there first. He just went on and preached us out of here. We'd have been crying and humming out to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And in this broadcast with the anointing. Because when he lit that fire, he said, I ain't here to tell you the principles. I'm going to tell you about the word of God. I said,
woo!
I dropped my pad.
Hallelujah.
I had to mute my mic. I went into a place and I said, oh, it's Holy Ghost time. But
that's right.
What an awesome time in the Lord today. Thank you so much,
Minister Rosalind.
So
much of the growth in you and your sister. Me and Minister Rashad were talking offline. I said, dude, you just don't know. I said, before you met them, the growth that I've already seen is like, people call me all day. Who's that on tonight on What's the Word? I said, it's Minister Terry. No, it ain't. I'm like, that's Minister Terry. They be like, no, that is not Minister Terry. I said, you better check yourself. Call her. She's
that's
ready
right.
to come to your church and preach. Y'all ready to light her up. They like, man, ooh, look at God. And then and how you blossom. And you know, and the Minister Rashad said, oh, man, that's the good. She's go hard. Which I know, but the thing of it is to see how God blossoms in you guys, and you're still sowing back into your family. I just want to continue to pray for you guys and thank God for you.
Thank God for us all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else got a question, comment? We're going to give you an opportunity. We got a few minutes that I'll stretch out for you, but I want to give Minister Rashad the closing opportunity to give us a foresight for next month. But as I said, we are setting up tonight a Your Money Matters Now page. We will make Minister Rashad the administrator of that page. You can post. You can answer. You can also message where it will go directly to our message box. That will be private, that the information that you need to know for next broadcast, he can already be on order for that and ready to do that. We're going to be partnering, myself and Minister Rashad, which are already partnered, but we have some credit specialists out in the community here in Bellflower, in Houston, Texas, and these are mighty men and women of God that we want to bring in also, that there are services for you guys to use, not just to say you come to listen, but you need to fix your credit. We want to get it to you to the covenant price. Yes, there's a business price. And yes, there is a corporate price, but the covenant price, we want to make it available here because we've seen God do some miraculous things in credit. Woo, just by first, I had to repent. I'm sorry, Lord. I took advantage of that. I overused that. I didn't pay it. I knew it was due. Oh, I paid this first. I didn't think that made it matter because it was plastic. Well, I understand the importance of credit now, and we must get our credit in order. But don't get your credit in order and go get order a bunch of stuff and get a bunch of credit cards. We need to talk about what is the most important thing that we can get when our credit is over 700. What is it that we can do first that will increase the credit? Because I want an 800. Somebody told me 700 was mediocre. I need an 800 now. So let's really work on those things and submit your questions to the network here on as we follow and grow with Your Money Matters Now with Minister Simi Rashad. Any closing remarks from you, man of God?
Yes, one of my friends had just texted me and said, Rashad, you know, can you at least give one money tip before you go? So before I close out, let me give him one money tip if you don't mind, family. And so this is on the power of growing your money. And the best and quickest way to make your money grow is to pull it out your wallet, fold it over once, and then put it in your pocket. That's how you fold. That's how you double your money. Just fold it over. Just fold it. Okay, that's a joke. You'll get it on the way home. But anyway, praise the Lord. Just that we're getting ready for a dynamic whirlwind tour that we're getting ready to go on that will be unstoppable. It's going to be something that, with the Lord's help, something so phenomenal that I think that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what we'll be doing and taking on. And like I said, this is going to be a showcase package that we're putting together that a lot of people are going to want to follow and duplicate. And so as we do it, they're going to need to hear from other people. And I pray that, you know, you'll be ready. You'll be ready to help stand in the gap because as Pastor right now assigned another assignment to me, praise the Lord, about taking care of the social side and, you know, answering questions and so forth. That's okay. I can handle it. But there's going to be more assignments coming. And, you know, we're going to need those other people there that can also help out and assist. And so as you're learning, as Pastor's taking notes, I mean, a lot of things he's going to be able to bounce off his chest very quickly. Sister Rashid and Sister Herbert will be able to handle a lot of them as well as they are right now. And so I'm just looking for, you know, to make sure that I keep that great source of help around me. And just know, family, that God works for you from within your very own mind. God works for you from within your very own mind. So keep that in mind as you're going through that, all these things, and you worry about, I don't have enough credit, I don't have enough down payment to get involved, because we're going to turn you into some serious passive income creators and makers. And I don't want you to worry about your credit status right now. I don't want you to worry about how much you got in the bank right now. You know, if you just put $2 in and we can show you that that building right there, you're part owner, don't nobody know that when you drive by, amen? They just know that you're an owner. They don't know how much you put in. All they know is that you're part owner of that, and that's all they need to know, amen? That's between the family, right? If you and your family buy a car, amen, and you ain't making the payment, but the keys are given to you to go drive whatever you want to, and your friends see you when you pull up at school, when they see you pull up at work, they just say, that's your car? Oh, that's a nice car. They can give you the high five, and everything is good, and it's in your family, amen? And so we're going to start putting some things in your family war chest together, collectively, that we'll be able to accelerate and do, and it's going to blow your mind. It's going to put you in new status, upward mobility positions for your children to see, for your children's children to see, and start giving yourself a new pattern, a new DNA, a new coding, if you would, on how the art and science of money is created, and how it's manifested, and then how it circulates, and how it stays with you. So for those of you, once again, that need to get an email address for me right now that tell me what you would like us to talk about in terms of some of the topics coming up, you can email me at IamEmpower@gmail.com. That's IamEmpower@gmail.com. That's IamEmpower@gmail.com. Or you can inbox me on Facebook once again, or you can send me a text message if you like, if that works better for you, at 714-854-4326, 714-854-4326. Like I said, get me your email address, get me your email address, get me your email address, because I'm going to be starting in November. I'm sending out once a week two or three tips of wisdom to help you along the track. I know we're only going to be meeting once a month, which is more than enough, I think, but I think throughout the rest of the month, I can send you a couple of pointers to help you continue to move forward and build your dossier, to build your journal, to build your notebook, to build your financial wealth intelligence book, to continue to make a difference in everything you're doing, and you'll learn it, you'll share it, and pass it on. Because, see, you learn by teaching. So what I'm not looking for followers. Trust me, I'm not looking for followers. I'm looking for leaders. And so if I can teach it to you and then you can teach it to someone else, I know that my job was effective. And so I won't know how the fruit is until I see it grow off the tree. And so right now I'm under the watchful eye right now of God saying, you know, were you fruitful in multiplying? And that will only be determined by what I see you do. And so it's a comment upon me to push you, to drive and help you everywhere I can to help you be fruitful so I can see the fruit coming out of you. And now I know that the transformation is happening. Now I know the baton is being passed. Now I know the lesson is learned and is being exemplified as a standing body of Christ. God says, I know the plans I have for you to give you a hope and a future. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for this evening. May God continue to rest in you, move you, use you, and continue to elevate your finances, to move your finances, to continue to prosper you, to continue to keep an open mind, and don't look with your natural eye, but look with the eye that God is giving you on where you're going in the future. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.